And episode number 32 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast is brought to you by just absolute heartbreak.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Here's radio host and lifelong Yankees fan, Ralphie Aversa.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. I'm Ralphie Aversa. We, by the way, intend on recording, as opposed to last offseason, we intend on putting out episodes somewhat regularly throughout the offseason, because there's always a lot to talk about in Yankee universe, and the fact of the matter is, with the hiatus that we went on from July to October, there was a lot we missed last year as well. We even have an episode coming up with Cousin Tony, our buddy Tony Restaino, about the trip that he and I made at the end of August to Los Angeles for Yankee Dodgers, the do's, the don'ts, the tips and the tricks, what we thought of Dodger Stadium, so on and so forth. We'll probably wait a week or two to give that to you. Didn't feel right to release that episode today. And today will be an abbreviated version of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast as we wake up on a Sunday. If you're up late last night watching the game, maybe you had something to do today, early morning, late morning, afternoon, and it's another season of, well, in the context of this podcast, another season of postseason ticket refunds. Another season of, why did I buy my postseason gear at full price when I could have waited because now, or at least shortly, it'll be discounted. Another season of, well, let's start planning, now that the 2020 season schedule's out, let's start planning out our games and trips for next year. It's another season of that as more teams play on for a chance at a World Series championship, and one of those teams is not the New York Yankees. I don't know what you did for Game 5. For me, I was actually home in the apartment alone. I had John and Susan synced up to the Fox broadcast, which I'm going to do that a lot more, by the way, next year, especially when the Yanks are on nationally. I used the MLB at bat. I Bluetooth it to a Bose speaker, and then I just simply use the DVR function on the Fios box to pause and play the TV until it's synced up with John and Susan. Last night, by the way, I don't know if you do that as well. I was having a number of sync issues. I don't know if either the radio feed on WFAN or the Fox feed was moving in and out of a certain second delay, but I found myself constantly having to sync and resync and sync and resync throughout, but it's almost like, for me, it was almost like this therapeutic, fun little mind game I was playing to do that as I was stressing more and more about the game. Had the same Nike undershirt on, had the same, I had the Yankee dugout postseason hoodie, was wearing that, was wearing one of my Yankee fitteds that I like to wear. You know, obviously the LeMahieu home run, you think, is this the October magic that we were really waiting for? And we found out the next inning that it wasn't. Just a tough loss, and I don't know if I'm going to get there. I'm not at the point where I can be like, oh, I'm so thankful for the 103 win season and for an AL East division championship and, you know, everything. I'm not there. You know, this organization obviously, judges itself on championships and World Series appearances. And we've only had one appearance in the last 10 years. And, you know, really, yeah, the last championship was 10 years ago, but we've only had one championship in the last 20 years. And in the context of this podcast, that's reflected in the World Series ticket pricing. Of course, tickets for the World Series did go on sale. I did not purchase any. And the fact of the matter is, the reason why I didn't is because standing room tickets for the World Series, the face value on them, and a drink wasn't included, that's a moot point. When you're charging $500 for a standing room ticket for the World Series, bleacher ticket, face value for the World Series, $650. I'm sorry, that's ridiculous. And if you're going to have the audacity to charge those prices, you better damn make sure you make it to the World Series. You better damn make sure that the team that you field makes it to the World Series. And for the third straight year, we thought that was going to be the case. And for the third straight year, that was not the case. It's frustrating. It's really frustrating in the Yankees. You know, and look, they've done a lot of good with this stadium, making it both more affordable and more fan friendly. But on both of those points, this postseason left a lot to be desired. The fan friendly part we'll probably get into in a later episode, because I'm still doing some fact gathering on that, and I'm still gathering my own thoughts and opinions on some of the things that transpired, especially in this ALCS up in the Bronx. I was at game one of the DS. I was at game four of the ALCS, the rain out the Tanaka game on Thursday night. Bronx started out loud. It did not maintain that audio level. I will say one other thing, too, and shout out to our buddy Eric Lipkind, of course, the season ticket holder. He was on earlier this year. I was his guest at the game. We were in his seasons, which are in 417 row one, great seats. But the Fox aerial cam that they were using for the shots, while I did get to see later when I watched game five at home, the shots were beautiful. And I remember the shots from game three as well. When you're there and you're up in the grandstand on the first base side, it's weird having that camera on a number of different wires. They do have it rigged pretty well. It's weird having that camera like right in front of you, though, eye level, and then you're like looking down to watch the game. But there are a lot of weird things. I'm going to be honest, that happened at the stadium. We're going to cover it we'll save that one for another day, because the fact of the matter is the wound is still all too real, all too open, all too fresh from last night's heartbreaking season-ending loss to the Houston Astros. What was this final score? 6-4? I know LeMahieu tied it at 4, and then, yeah, there was the two-run home run from Altuve. Yankees dropped the series 4-2. So, as I was mentioning, moving forward with this podcast, we will talk about some of the things we missed, the L.A. trip, the addition of Postmates to Yankee Stadium. I found that partnership rather interesting. Our second straight year, by the way, that there was a significant Yankee Stadium partnership announced more than halfway through the season. If you remember, two seasons ago, it was the opening of the City Winery wine bar, and they do the chicken out there as well over in right field. I still have not gotten there. I shouldn't say that. I've walked in. I still haven't bought anything from there, which I'm kind of surprised about, especially considering, you know, my girlfriend, who I do go to some games with, is a wine drinker, a rosé drinker. So I'm she's been there, actually. I guess she's gone to games, I think, with some of our friends, some of her friends, and they've gone there. But I have not yet. So City Winery two seasons ago, Postmates this season. The other thing this season, too, and of course we had Mark Lobel of the great Lobel's fame on the podcast this season, talking about the prime rib sandwich and everything else that was happening with them. The Lobel's line for game four was unlike anything I've ever seen. Obviously, it's the best. It's the best. It's the best thing in the stadium going. And they have a whole expanded little storefront action going on there now. You know, it's not just the little butcher shop and a booth. It is a full-fledged fooding area in Yankee Stadium. I never did get to see, though, if they introduced, he kind of teased that they might have a brunch item with an egg that they were going to offer, like a sandwich. I never got to see I never got to see Mark at the stadium for that matter either. So a lot of things I wanted to do. The summer went by quick. It does. I guess we'll wrap up on this. That's one of the things you love about baseball, and one of the reasons why a podcast like this can exist. Baseball is just, it's a cruel sport sometimes, but it's also a beautiful sport. It's, you know, 162 games, and that day in, day out, night in, night out companion with you, whether you're like us and you're fortunate enough to enjoy it in one of the major league ballparks, especially the one up in the Bronx, or you're just watching on TV, or you're listening on the radio with a cold beverage. Maybe it's a cool evening, or maybe it's a hot summer day. There really is nothing like it. And it's cool because, you know, while it's obviously not the most popular sport in America, I think the passion is still there from the fans who are into it. And so, and especially with a team like the Yankees and the storied history and tradition of this franchise, it lends itself to, you know, being really into the intricacies of Yankee Stadium, of road trips to see the team on the road in their away grays, of, you know, finding out the latest deals on merchandise, so on and so forth. You know, with that passion, though, and with that history, also comes an expectation. And at the end of the day, we care about all of those things, but we care the most about what they do on the field. And Last night, almost, but it doesn't cut it. They didn't get the job done. Thanks for tuning in to another episode and another season of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Again, we still have a couple podcasts on deck here, and we'll keep you posted and keep you company throughout the off season here with the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. I'm Ralphie Aversa, and let's go Yankees.